This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy. Most satisfied customers 11 years in a row. Isn't it time you called Red Energy? On 131 806. And Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world. And hello, potties. This is producer Jane Neal, just jumping into your podcast feed with a little update this week. No podcast from Caro and Corey this week, but we will be back next week with another full episode of Don't Shoot the Messenger. So I just wanted to update you. I know if we don't release a podcast by about Thursday, I start getting your emails and your messages on social media. So wanted to let you know a full episode coming your way next week. In the meantime, though, it is time that we revived our GLT segment and perhaps even the little extended bonus episode. So for those of you who are new to the podcast, GLTs are good local tips. Now, we love a local tip. Wherever you are in Australia or perhaps even from around the world, we love hearing about great local gems in your area. Perhaps it's a favourite place that you've been getting takeaway from during lockdown. Perhaps it is a favourite picnic location. Well, maybe you don't want to share them because, you know, who wants a crowded picnic ground? Perhaps it is a great gallery or a shop in your local area that you would love to support and spread the word about. But GLTs, they can also be great recommendations for things that we talk about all the time, like books, screen, and food recommendations. I personally need some great recipes for picnicking. Yep, if you've got some really easy, quick, potentially kind of healthy recipes that are great for picnics, send them through to us. I always find something that's not too messy that you can almost eat in one hand, perfect for a picnic. Because for those of us in lockdown states, picnics are kind of the thing. They are having a moment, that is for sure. Have you finished a book that you would like to rave about? I am about a year behind Corrie's recommendation, but I must say I've just finished reading Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. Corrie recommended it quite some time ago on the podcast. Breathtaking writing. I was in tears for the last couple of chapters, but that would be a recommendation from me. Perhaps you've been binging something on a streaming service or you found a little gem on free-to-air TV. Let us know about it so we can spread the word. You can do it via all of our social media channels, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, at Don't Shoot Pod is the handle, or you can send me an email directly to feedback at don'tshootpod.com.au. That's feedback at don'tshootpod.com.au. We love getting your emails and we get them from all over the world. So send through your good local tips and your recommendations. Now, I have had the absolute pleasure in the last month of working on a special podcast series as well with Friends of the Pod, the Breast Cancer Network of Australia. This is remarkable. The series has just been released this week, all 10 episodes of a 10-part series called Upfront About Breast Cancer, What You Don't Know Until You Do, with Charlotte Totman. This is an amazing story. Charlotte is a psychologist who specializes in cancer distress, so she helps people when they are diagnosed with cancer, including breast cancer. And she herself was diagnosed and went through treatment 3 years ago. She shares her remarkable story. And believe me, she is very open and honest about the fact that she didn't exactly do what she would recommend some of her patients do. So have a listen to that. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Upfront About Breast Cancer with Dr. Charlotte Totman. I was just so amazed by this story. And it was wonderful to work with Kelly Curtin and Charlotte Totman. So I really hope that you will take that on board as my podcast recommendation for the week. Share it with your friends and your family, especially those who may have been dealing with a cancer diagnosis. All right, that is it for me. Thank you for listening. And Corrie and Caro will be back next week. And I look forward to getting all of your GLTs.